Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looking for a convenient place to get that big fitness energy? It's Planet Fitness. Now through October 13th, you can join for just $1 down, $10 a month. We've got over 2,400 locations with most open 24 hours. Join now to enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout. Whether you're new to a gym or a fitness pro, the judgment-free zone is the place for you. Join Planet Fitness today for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Cancel anytime. Deal ends October 13th. See Home Club for details.
Here, do you read? Mira, can you...
Repeat, Mayday, Mayday, this is Suri Amara on SCAS Shuttle 237. We have lost engines and are going down, over.
Altitude warning.
Everyone, hold on!
Welcome to Observe and Report, Season 2. Episode 1, The Crash.
Is everyone okay?
I can't believe it.
Okay, we need to get out of here now. How do you get this door open?
Sorry, do you see Mira?
Is it happening?
Mira, are you okay?
Zuri, help me get this thing open. You need to move, now.
Guys, Mira's hurt. It's okay, Mira. We've got you.
Come on. Come on.
Hey, both of you. Mira needs help.
We can deal with that later. We need to get out of here.
It's really bad. She can't walk like this.
Let me see. Zuri, the shuttle's gone. Let it go.
We need to get the shrapnel out of her leg.
No. If you pull that out now, we won't be able to stop the bleeding. Leave it. Everyone just calm down.
It's really deep.
Maybe if we could just re-clear out, we can still fix the shuttle.
Take a look around, Zuri. It's scrap metal. If we stay here, we die. What we need is an exit.
The controls are fried.
Is there another way out?
The ship is destroyed. It's over.
Some kind of an emergency exit.
It doesn't matter.
Zuri, snap out of it!
Don't you get it? We are never going to make it off of this stupid planet!
There has to be something.
I told you! There's nothing!
Alright, stand back. Wait!
Why would you think shooting the consul would help? You're gonna get us all killed.
Well, it worked in Iraq. Besides, I don't hear anyone else throwing out any bright ideas.
Fire! Great work, genius.
And now the cabin is filling up with smoke.
Hey, Mira's trying to say something.
The ejection protocol is an independent system,
which means it might still work.
Welcome back, Zuri.
Ejection? Is that a good idea right now?
There's no need for us to eject. Like you said, we just need an exit.
We can stay in the cargo hold while the cockpit detaches.
Maybe it'll distract that jet long enough for us to make a break for it.
Exactly.
So where's the eject button located?
Under the seat in the cockpit.
Wait, that button?
Yep.
Wait, how do we push it from back here?
Looks like one of us is going for a ride after all.
No, we need to stick together.
We're running out of time. I'll do it.
If you eject with the cockpit, you'll be shot out of the sky.
Let's get one thing straight. You're not my boss.
Can we throw something at it?
Sharp! Your rifle!
Oh no, not this baby. And send it careening off into oblivion? Not happening.
Well, it's the rifle or you.
Or both.
We're gonna need firepower when we get out of here.
We're also going to need you. And you're going to need us. We do this together.
The smoke's getting worse.
And that jet is still out there. There's no time to argue.
This is a terrible idea.
Everyone stay back. Do it.
What exactly happens when you press that button?
We are out of time. Just do it.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Did it work?
What do you think, Sherlock?
Maybe. Has a bad connection.
We've gotta move.
Let's go, Mira. We've got.
Let's go.
Sharp, we're in the middle of the desert with nowhere to hide. Where are we gonna go?
And here I thought the alien was in charge. All I know is that that jet is gonna keep raining down hell until our shelter is destroyed.
Let's go back to the base. We need to get the other shuttle.
Are you insane?
That's not an option right now.
You're not in charge here.
Hey, look!
It's circling back around.
We're trapped.
Allie, get away from the shuttle.
Mira!
She's stuck! Zuri, help me!
There's no time!
We're not leaving her behind!
You are insane! It's too late!
Be careful, she's in a lot of pain!
Help me pull her free!
The jet! Come on!
Let's go!
Zoom in. Are they okay?
Oh, it's hard to tell.
There has to be something we can do.
I don't know.
How long will it take you to hack that jet's operating system?
Are you seriously questioning my superpower?
All right then, show me what you've got.
Wait.
What's wrong?
This firewall. It's an Alethean program. How?
Well, can you hack it or not?
This is going to take longer than I thought.
Come on. Get up. We've got to get out of here.
Hey! Stop looking at the sky and get in!
What?
Help me get Mira up. Zuri, come on!
Ow. Easy,
last
easy.
Call, people! Move it!
Who are you?
Punch it!
It's gonna be okay here.
Can this thing go any faster? That just lined up for another shot. If we get hit, this is going to be a very short trip.
Use this!
What am I supposed to do with a flare gun?
Any chance you could take it easy on the bumps? I get carsick. Also, we have someone dying back here.
Incoming!
Kids, shoot the flare!
Which way?
Doesn't matter! Just shoot!
Everyone down! Nice. How did you know they were heat seekers?
I didn't. Lucky guess.
Where are the flares? I need to reload.
There are no more. Hold on!
Time's almost up. Are you close?
I'd be a lot closer if you just let me concentrate. Ah! I'm in.
Disable it.
All of its systems are compartmentalized. I'll have to shut them down one by one.
Looks like it's getting ready to fire again. Shut down its weapons.
Shutting down now.
Hurry.
Done!
Good job.
Lieutenant Commander Amaro.
Turn that screen off, now!
What you working on, then?
Sarek, I always look forward to your little visits. Just the same old, same old. You know how it is.
I don't, actually.
Well, what can I do for you?
It would seem that my daughter had some trouble with her most recent flight exam.
Oh, well, offer her my condolences. I'm sure with that little studying and hard work, she'll pass next time.
I'll ensure it. She also told me that the reason she failed is because your daughter harassed her during the exam.
I heard a different version of that story.
Well, I would say what really concerns me is the stitches and her fractured arm.
What?
Oh, did Zuri not tell you? Proof of a guilty conscience, I suppose. She sent Jade to the infirmary when she tried to patch things up with her in the mess hall.
I can't believe that.
The security footage is quite conclusive.
Zuri would never attack someone unprovoked.
You know, I read somewhere that there's a strong link between bullying and absent fathers.
My daughter is not a bully.
How would you know? Have you spent an adequate amount of time with her to honestly make that assessment? At any rate, youth can be cruel, as I reminded my dear Jay. But do have a word with Zuri about it, will you?
I'll talk with her.
Oh, on a completely unrelated note, I'm here to inform you that your department was randomly selected for one of our comprehensive audits.
But we were audited just 2 months ago.
Oh, well, let me offer you my condolences. I can assure you our selections are always random. As of this moment, all observation operations are under official review. You will, of course, forward all observation console feeds directly to the Central Intelligence Hub immediately. Is there a problem with that, Lieutenant Commander?
No, of course. Dash, you heard him. Make it so.
Well, I'll expect the feed to be up and running by the time I return to my office. Always a pleasure, Garrus.
Galaxy-class prick.
What do we do now?
Scrub the logs, restart your console, and then send all the feeds to intelligence. No trace. Got it?
What about Zuri?
They're on their own for now.
They're in danger. Shouldn't we come clean about what's going on?
Dash, I'd give anything to mount a rescue and go get Zuri right now. But if Sarek got word of this, he'd throw us both in the brig, and there's no telling what he'd do about Zuri and Mira.
Captain Fiera would send a rescue.
Under normal circumstances, yes, but he answers to Central Intelligence. Sarek outranks him.
Yeah, right.
For now, we're on our own. The best thing we can do for Zuri and Mira is to keep this quiet. Understood?
Okay.
If Zuri tries to contact us, Sarek will hear her. We need to completely disable the receiver.
But that's on the exterior of the ship.
Then it looks like I'm taking a walk outside.
Oh, I see.
What is the minimum amount of damage I need to do to disable it?
How should I know?
Sarek will probably investigate it himself.
Better make it look good.
It's all that blasted space junk.
And it slips right past our collision sensors all the time.
Right, okay. Don't forget to clear the deleted files directory.
Yep.
And the activity logs.
I'm not an amateur, you know.
The jet. It stopped following us.
Must have some guardian angels looking after you.
Dash.
Anyway, you should take all the help you can get right now.
Yeah. Where did you come from?
Does that matter?
I didn't see you drive up.
You were a little, well, distracted.
Dash? Dash, are you there? No one's responding. Where are you taking us?
Somewhere safe.
How do we know that we can trust this guy?
Not a lot of people you can trust right now.
But why were you out here in the first place?
I collect rocks.
What about enemies of the state?
That's a new hobby.
Now, speaking of which, do any of you have phones or other trackable devices?
Alan has a phone.
Geez, Zuri, remind me not to share any more of my throwback with you.
It doesn't matter. There is no reception where we are going.
And where is that exactly?
Roughly 2 miles into these mountains. It's completely shielded from radio signals and undetectable from the outside world.
So let me get this straight. You have a hideout in the mountains completely isolated from the world. You just happen to show up in time to rescue us from certain death. And your only explanation is that you're a rock collector. Who are you? I mean, really?
I'm Dave. That's all you need to know.
Let's hear it.
Tell me something good.
They got away.
From the Phoenix?
Someone hacked the weapon system.
What? At least tell me you tracked them.
We were, but we had to bring the Phoenix back to make sure more systems didn't get hacked.
So you completely lost them?
It's a temporary setback.
Did you at least get the source of the hack?
Untraceable. We think it was the aliens.
Think? Get the engineers working on a countermeasure for the hack. If it happens again, I want a trace to the source. And find that pilot!
They couldn't have gone far. We have Reapers out searching.
They've seen the Phoenix. They cannot be allowed to leave the planet.
What about Sharp?
What about him?
He's with them now. What if he tries to stop us?
Sharp is a formidable asset. Offer him a chance to come back.
And what if he won't?
I think you know the answer to that question.
We'll find them, Commander. ETC out.
We have a real problem here.
I can see that.
If the defector loses faith in us, he'll back out of the deal. That can't be allowed to happen.
What do you propose we do?
I have a new assignment for you. Amanda Ritzfield. You'll find her behind a pile of books at the Library of Congress.
Impressive resume.
Leave immediately. Don't come back without her.
I'll return soon.
You have an airplane hangar in your backyard?
Well, I used to work on them.
Why did you rescue us? Dave, was it?
Well, rescue's a little excessive.
Felt like the right thing to do at the time. I hope none of you are planning to change my mind.
So, what are we doing here?
You are licking your wounds. I'm offering you shelter and food. Nothing more.
Shelter? I mean, no disrespect, but the sky will be swarming with drones soon. We need to get out of Nevada.
What we need is to go back and get the other shuttle.
Not a chance. After what just happened, nothing's getting in or out of that base.
We did it once. We can do it again.
Even if you make it to the other shuttle, what happens when that jet comes back to shoot you down again?
So we're just supposed to run away? How does that help us get back to the campus?
Well, for one thing, it helps us not die.
You really think you can outrun the drone?
Shut up! Listen, both of you! Your best chance of survival is to hide and wait this out! There's a trap door in the hangar that leads down to a fallout shelter. There's food and a few cots and blankets down there, but more importantly, no one will find you.
Everyone listen. I've been in situations like this before. If we stay, we die. We need to keep moving.
I'm going back to the base.
Ow.
You can do whatever you want.
Mira's leg is too hurt to go anywhere.
That leg needs stitches. I have medical supplies, but I'm no doctor. You up to the task, soldier?
Why did you just assume he should do it?
Why? Are you better qualified to stitch up that wound?
Well, you didn't even ask.
I don't need to. Bunker's this way. Are you coming or not?
We need to let Mira's leg recover.
I guess we can wait a little while. Come on, Sharp.
You're welcome.
Easy, Mira.
Hey, not bad. Is there any Mountain Dew?
Just what I was thinking.
There's clean water. Now stay here.
Hey, so what if... Wait. What? Hey!
What's wrong?
The door's locked from the outside.
Attention all personnel. Air filtration chambers are not soil cleaning facilities. Any personnel found to use the air filtration chambers for this or similar purposes will be incarcerated.
Mika, I was just looking for you.
Not now, Garrus. I have an important matter to attend to.
Did one of the away teams leave food in the shuttle overnight again?
Oh, come on, Garrus. You think I'd be this upset if it was just a simple sanitation problem?
Then what is it?
One of the away shuttles is missing.
Oh my, that does sound serious. You know, sometimes people just forget to sign the shuttle out before they leave.
Yes, I'm all too well aware of that, Garrus. I'm all too well aware. I don't know how many memos I've sent out, reminding everyone that they must fill out the logs every time. But do they listen? No. But this time, it's different. I messaged the bridge about it.
Oh, and what did they say?
They didn't respond.
Now that doesn't seem right.
Turns out they never received my message. It appears someone deleted it from the logs. The logs, Garrus!
No.
It must have been someone who has access to restricted systems. Someone with inside knowledge of the inner workings of the log system. Perhaps a certain lieutenant commander who specializes in surveillance.
Is that what you think I do, Mika? Surveillance?
Who said anything about you, Garrus? I'm not implicating you. No, no, of course I'm not implicating you.
Right.
You wouldn't have any reason to try and cover up a missing shuttle, would you?
Of course not.
So, I'm just going to head on up to the
What do you want, Mika? Some extra E. coli?
I'm perfectly content knowing that I'm doing my part by reporting espionage. Good day.
You know, Mika, this ship doesn't only monitor human activity.
Oh, what's that now?
I was thinking I might head up to the bridge with you. What do you suppose Captain Fiera would think about a certain dockmaster and his extra naps during the night shifts?
What?
Or the Felician Nicoli he keeps in the drawer in the maintenance office that he seems to visit all too frequently.
How do you know about that?
Or what about those late night rendezvous with Lieutenant Harlan? I'm sure her mate would be really interested to know
you
what...
You can't prove anything!
Video doesn't lie, Mika. But maybe you're right. Perhaps we should show her mate the records and let him decide if it's conclusive or not.
Okay. You've made your point. What do you want?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Alexander the Great? Sun Tzu?
You know, there's a lot of unoccupied tables around.
Brushing up on your war strategy?
I work best in silence.
It would seem you work best in a control room. Congratulations on San Antonio, by the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard the fallout would have been catastrophic.
A word of advice? Stay away from the tabloids.
And now that I see you can keep secrets... I have a proposal for you.
You are relentless, aren't you?
How about a raise?
I make a 7-figure salary.
I'm not talking about money. Miss Ritzfield, I'm here because there's a national security threat that warrants your attention.
Who are you? CIA? NSA? FBI?
Department of Energy, actually.
Well, I'm with the DOD, and they aren't exactly known for sharing.
Neither are we.
My security clearance can be compromised if I allow this conversation to continue. Goodbye.
They make ISIS look like child's play.
Who?
You've never heard of them.
All my colleagues are at the bar celebrating the fact that San Antonio isn't a wasteland right now. But I'm here at the Library of Congress, preparing for my next case. Do you know why? Because I eat, breathe, and sleep national security analysis.
That's why you need a raise.
If there's an imminent threat on this planet, I already know about it.
Different planet.
I don't do sci-fi.
I've never cared for fiction either.
Okay then, let's hear it.
What do you know about Roswell?
Weather balloon.
You don't actually believe that.
Okay, fine. KGB scare tactic.
We created that cover story.
That story was leaked by an anonymous source.
Leaks make the best covers. DARPA has been reverse engineering the recovered craft to develop next generation military tech for decades. but we've only scratched the surface.
You're talking about the RS-71.
You mean SR-71?
Only because Johnson mispronounced it 3 times on public television.
You live up to your reputation. Shall I continue?
Go on.
3 days ago, agents of the alien species to which that craft belonged landed near Los Angeles. It was unclear what their intentions were until last night, when they infiltrated Area 51, assessed top-secret intelligence, blew up a building, and escaped in a stolen craft. We managed to shoot them down, but they survived and are now at large somewhere in the Nevada desert.
And you want me to find them?
That's the easy part.
What then?
Before I continue, please place your phone and any other network-enabled devices you may be carrying in this box.
Okay.
An admiral in the alien fleet has defected and is secretly collaborating with us from another planet. He's leaked information to us about an alien reconnaissance frigate that has been spying on all of Earth's networks for the last 30 years.
For what purpose?
Off-planet interference aided the recent attack on the base. I'd say their intentions were clear.
So then why don't you shoot it down?
Gravitational field anomalies aboard the ISS indicate the presence of a large mass in geosynchronous orbit over North America, but nothing could be visually detected.
Active camouflage?
We believe so.
But if we capture the agents who attacked the base...
They can lead us to it.
Then what? We blow it out of the sky? You want to capture it.
If what our informant says is correct, this vessel is undetectable even to other alien ships. Our country, our planet, will never be safe until we have that frigate's technological advantages on our side.
How can I help?
Our previous commander was brokering the deal with the defector, but he's... How should I put it? Selective. He requested to collaborate with someone more competent.
You mean me?
Accommodations have been made for your immediate departure.
And what about my job at the DOD?
They've already approved your retirement.
What if I had refused?
I have a 100% success rate.
What exactly happened to my predecessor?
Car accident. It was terrible.
No use.
What's going on?
We're locked in.
Would you like to try it?
Have you tried shooting it?
Why don't you find something useful to do?
That's enough. Both of you.
What did I do?
Stand back.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Man, what is this door reinforced with anyway?
Maybe it's reinforced with your attitude.
Mayday, mayday. This is Mira calling the canvas. Does anyone read?
This bunker's probably sealed against nuclear radiation, which means...
No signals, in or out. Got it.
Exactly.
Where are the medical supplies?
I'm getting the impression that there are no medical supplies.
We need to get out of here.
I told you this was a bad idea.
Look, no one could have known this would happen.
DOE agents are probably on their way here as we speak.
You think he's working with them?
I mean, I wouldn't rule out the possibility.
Hey! Does anyone else hear that?
Hear what?
A vehicle? Coming up the road.
I don't hear anything, are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, I hear it now. How did you hear that so far away?
Alethians have heightened hearing. Our ancestors were subterranean dwellers.
What's gonna happen to us?
Shh! Everyone just be quiet. I'm trying to listen.
Well, hey there, Dave.
Mike?
What are they saying?
All the way out here?
It's someone named Mike.
Looking for
I know a guard named Mike.
Got lost. Thought they might have come this way. You haven't seen anyone around, have you?
I think he's looking for us.
I knew it. Dave is working with them.
Shh! We don't know that yet.
Does anyone have snuck into your hangar to hide?
Hide? What's this really about, Mike?
It's classified, Dave.
Classified? How long have we known each other?
We got a call from the base this morning. Some people shot up the place and blew up a building. Sounds like a terrorist attack. There's a huge reward for any information leading to their capture.
Huge reward? Is that right?
He's definitely looking for us.
He says there is a reward for our capture?
We are so dead.
You don't mind if I have a look around, do you?
Of course I mind, but you'll do it anyway. Same old dump, eh, Dave?
They're coming.
I don't remember asking for your opinion. Besides, you're one to talk.
I don't know what you're referring to. That camper is in pristine condition. Every tumbleweed is exactly where I like it.
Right. Whatever you say.
You'll need to increase your security, Dave. These people are armed and dangerous.
Yeah. I'm sure it's nothing I can't handle.
I bet that reward money is enough to make some major improvements to your shop here.
You did say the reward was huge? I suppose some of my equipment could use an upgrade.
Okay, get ready.
Well, if I see anything, I'll be sure to let you know.
What's that? You have a secret tunnel or something?
Fallout bunker.
No kidding. I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised. You do fit the stereotype.
If the stereotype is intelligent and handsome, well, then I guess I can't disagree.
You mind if I take a peek? Always been fascinated with these things.
Maybe another time. Hatch is rusted shut. Just something else I need to work on.
Ah, that's a shame. Well, just watch your back and keep your eyes open, all right? Here's the number to call.
Count on it. Say hi to Carrie for me.
I will next time I see her.
Take care of yourself, Mike.
You too, Dave. See you around.
What's happening? Is he turning us in?
No. Shh. He's coming back. That settles it. As soon as that door opens, we're busting out of here and going back to the base for that other shuttle.
Hold on. The only way we made it into Area 51 before was with Dash running interference on the sensors and cameras.
Who's Dash?
Zuri's boyfriend.
Whoa.
Oh, don't act like it's a big secret. Hey, we are just friends, okay?
Hey, can we focus, please? First things first, we need to escape from this bunker.
Sharp's right. Okay, as soon as that door opens, Sharp, you rush him. I'll be right behind you.
Not a chance. I don't trust you.
Alan?
I think we should wait.
Fine! I'll do this by myself. Step aside. Hey!
Wow, you sure showed him.
Shut up, Sharp. What's in the bag?
Medical supplies.
Hey! Let us out!
Okay, your vitals look good. Are you sure you're up to this?
Dash, I was spacewalking before you learned how to fly a bike. For 70 years, I've been orbiting Earth, and after all that time, it still takes my breath away.
Just be sure and catch it before hypoxia sets in. Thought about going down there?
I visit Earth every day.
You can't taste and feel a monitor. After all this time, you've never thought of actually...
Now more than ever, but it's forbidden, so I try not to torture myself with that thought.
I just wonder how Zuri's doing.
Zuri's fine, and so is Mira.
How do you know?
Call it a father's intuition.
I don't get it. Why don't we just introduce ourselves to Earth? They get fusion-powered spaceships, we get unlimited fast food. Win-win! Even if Earth becomes hostile towards us, what's the worst they could do? Our technology is far more advanced.
I made it. Tell me what to do.
The receiver is enclosed in a protective casing. You'll have to remove it.
Got it. The Council's decision isn't to protect Alethea.
It's not?
Earth's 195 countries are in constant conflict. Making friends with one of them mean making enemies of another. Add to that the fact that they weaponize every technological advance they make, and many seek fortune by selling it to warring countries? Imagine their proclivity for war coupled with our technology.
Oh, okay.
Humans aren't ready to handle our technology responsibly. Okay, the casing is off. What's next?
Cut the power cable to disable the unit. After that, smash away.
Got it.
So the High Council's policy is there to protect humans?
No.
Then I don't understand.
It's to protect the planet. All right, that should do it.
Observe and Report is written by Nate Fisher. Script supervision by Jason Barajo. Sound design by Nate Fisher. And cover art by Tawny Franzen. Our cast includes Felicia Hebner as Zuri, Megan McMulkin as Mira, Jeff LaFortune as Sharp, Christopher Edwards as Alan, Jeff Scalf as Garrus, Jake Spencer as Dash, Eric Zeisler as Dave, James Ike as Sarek, Benjamin Briggs as Roken, Kimberly Zeisler as Cheryl, Jenny Enriquez as Amanda, and Christopher Roberts as the recruiter. If you enjoyed this episode of Observe and Report, please consider subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing. Thank you.
Cheryl is no longer representing us. I think you'd be pleased with her replacement.
Oh, in fact, here she is now.
Is that?
Yes, come here.
My name is Amanda. Nice to meet you.
He's a bit on the edge right now.
Status.
I'll, leave you two to it.
Progress report.
Good news. The pilot is alive.
You've located the canvas then?
Not yet. The crew managed to evade capture. But don't worry.
Perhaps you don't understand what's at stake here.
No, I do. It's just, there are rules that even I have to follow. We can't just declare war in our own backyard. This requires discretion.
There are other agencies I could turn to. Agencies that are desperate to get their hands on what I'm offering you. Agencies that are less concerned with discretion.
And I don't mean to sound ungrateful.
I'm almost out of patience. You have 24 hours.
But there's no way I can get guarantee...
And transmission. Martinez.
You have 24 hours to bring them in.
Understood.
Don't mess this up, Martinez.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.